Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Pittsburgh Steelers host the Cleveland Browns Sunday night, 8:15 in Heinz Field, wrapping up wild card weekend's six-game set. And the Steelers defense finished the regular season first in the league in sacks, second in takeaways, third in total defense. We are poised for playoffs. And joining us every Friday at this time, former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. I think everybody's looking forward to a little diversion from the gravity of everything else that's going on. Unfortunately, the COVID part is affecting this game in many different ways, as you well know. The Steelers had asked state officials to allow the 7,500 fans like they had before the previous lockdown. So now they were denied that, so they'll have that cap of 2,500, and that includes team, coaches, other staff, friends, and family. And they asked Ben Roethlisberger about that earlier in the week.
I hate it for the fans because I think about what Heinz Field would be like Sunday night. Oh, man, it would be – I mean, anyone that's been there knows how special it would be. So I hate it for them. I hate it for the home, for the Steelers, and the energy and the excitement and all that that it brings. But once again, that's what we're doing. That's what we're living in. And that's why I wonder how much home field is going to play into it.
Well, I know the scoreboard team's going to try to do the best they can as they do to help. But it is playoff football, Charlie, and it is the Cleveland Browns.
It is, and it's definitely going to be a lot different. And like you heard Ben talk about that fan, the fans that are going to could have been potentially been in there. And it's just, you know, when you look at everything that's going on, and even this season, it's just been a weird season all around. But, you know, we all had to adapt, and hopefully, you know, if they can advance and things work out, maybe we're talking and talking about this and having a conversation next week.
So the reality is, I can't ever remember where the head coach of the other team is tested positive for COVID and won't participate. Kevin Stefanski, who is the Browns head coach, won't be a participant. And I think they're up to five or six players, too, on the Browns team. And some of those significant.
Yeah, they are. And that was one of my biggest concerns last week when the Steelers were heading up to Cleveland because they were starting to have cases. They had players missing the first last week's game. So now here we are again. I was just concerned that maybe some of our players would have caught it, and of course you're transmitting it on to other people. So at least I'm glad from that perspective that didn't happen. Hopefully that Cleveland, of course, when you're looking at things that are going up there, hopefully they get well and they're able to contain everything and it doesn't continue to spread to anybody.
We're with Charlie Batch. So the final regular season game in Cleveland, it's pretty rare that a team ends the season with a team and then meets them right away in the playoffs. But we didn't have a lot of our starters, as you know, and there were a couple of COVID issues for the Steelers, and the Browns had to win to get in the playoffs, and they barely did it against some of our twos, if you will. Does that encourage you, or is this kind of a quote-unquote playoff trap game?
Well, I definitely wouldn't go trap game because everybody knows at stake. You lose this game, guess what? You're going home, and you're thinking about what could potentially have been with the great start that this team has had. So, you know, when it's a division game, you know each other. The rosters are pretty much the same. You know each other's playbook. So it's going to come down to execution of the players. And, you know, yeah, you can try to trick play here or there, but at some point you have to dominate the line of scrimmage. And the Steelers have that opportunity as they turn around now and get a couple starters back on the offensive side of the ball. And, of course, seeing if they can now execute to the levels that we saw in the second half of the Indianapolis Colts game.
The Browns haven't been in the playoffs since 2002, haven't won a playoff game since the 90s. You may be surprised, Charlie, that in the 139 meetings with the Steelers and the Browns, they've only met three times in the playoffs.
Wow. I mean, that's unbelievable. And I remember that 2002 playoff game. I mean, that was electric. They came down here, got on top of us early, and we were able to come back. And we won that game mainly because of the fans that were in that stand that day. So when you look to see where they are, and it's the tale of two cities. Think about this. You know, when you look at what happens, if Cleveland loses this game, everybody going to say, oh, that was a great season. And they'll celebrate in Cleveland like it was the Super Bowl. You know, if that happens here in Pittsburgh and we lose, we're going to be now devastated thinking about what the heck is going on around here. So the expectations are a lot higher in Pittsburgh. We expect to be in the playoff. We expect to win the division. And now we expect this team to go deep into the playoffs, and hopefully it starts this weekend.
And with those challenges, you've had a lot of playoff experience. How about Ben? I believe this is his 22nd playoff appearance, but you got a lot of young guys that have never been there. Fans may forget the Steelers haven't been in the playoffs since 2017, so it's big to get here to have this opportunity, isn't it?
It is, and that's when you hear Ben talking, he's like, I don't know if this will ever happen again. It's not the fact that he doesn't want to come back next year. It's the fact that, just like you mentioned, they haven't been there since 2017. All of that playoff experience doesn't guarantee you that you're going to make it every single year. So when they had that players-only meeting last week, it was mainly to bring those younger players, to let them know how to elevate their game, let them know the expectations of the playoffs, and let them know the expectation of this organization is to win Super Bowls. So that was the reason why that meeting occurred for situations like this, is they prepare for Sunday night in playoff football weather. Man, this is going to be great.
And Charlie, one of the challenges was when they had the three-game skid, they were halfway through the game with the Colts, and it was not looking good, and you're thinking, oh, no. And somehow, some way, they were able to come back in that game, and with one of their biggest comebacks ever under Coach Tomlin. Is there enough there to encourage fans that the offense, we know the defense can perform, is the offense going to be up to snuff?
Well, I think the encouraging part is the fact that if they do get down, this team has been able to prove that they can come back in second half of ball games. So that's something that's encouraging there. The flip side to that is we don't want to get down. We don't want to see this team get down in a hole like they did in the manner, and now you're biting your nails as the game comes to an end on whether or not we're going to come back. We'd rather go out, dominate from start to finish, and now we can start thinking about something else to do in the middle of the fourth quarter in anticipation of the second round of the playoffs. So those are the things that we want to see.
Right now, the Cleveland Browns are getting 6 points, and just curious how you see Sunday night playing out. It's the big game on NBC. It's the big game of the weekend.
It is, and this is why it's on Sunday night. So we'll all be clamoring in front of the TV, and you know, what I expect to see, I expect to see the Steelers team get on top of them early. And I don't think there's going to be any lulls. So I expect to be smiles as we're watching this game all the way through. So this is playoff time. This is why we expected to see the Steelers to be in it. And we expect them to go deep in the playoffs. So I'm looking to be smiling Sunday night for sure, in anticipation of where we're going for round two.
And you can go and check out Charlie's good work, you and your wife, your team, with Best of the Batch. And thank you for all you do for the kids in our community, Charlie.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Again, you can, people can go to batchfoundation.org if they want to learn more about what we're doing throughout the Pittsburgh area.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!